Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's the song, The Nexus, from, it's the first song on the Innocent Age album. Double album, outstanding, best album perhaps I've ever owned. It's 30 years old and you can still get it, and I encourage you to do that. It's beautiful music. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, netchoice.org, also actonline.org, that's the Association for Competitive Technology, also iawful.com, right, Steve?
That's right, Jim. We have a fast shortcut to that crazy iAwful list we were talking about on the prior segment.
Yeah. I want to change horses a little bit, Steve, and talk about a little bit of an antitrust wrinkle that I'm talking about, but I haven't heard anybody else talking about this. And so maybe I'm wrong about this, but you're one of my antitrust experts, because for a long time back in the, over 10 years ago, you and I and Jonathan were reporting on the antitrust case against US v. Microsoft, and we talked quite a bit about antitrust back in those days. Recently, the antitrust division of the Obama Justice Department killed I assume they're the ones who tried to either have killed or are trying to kill the merger of AT&T with T-Mobile. And apparently that deal may be over. And assuming the assumption of antitrust, Steve, isn't it that customers have to be given enough choice? And if a merger limits the choice of customers, then it becomes an antitrust issue. Am I right about that?
And that's exactly the theory that the Justice Department applied when they sued to stop the AT&T T-Mobile, because they claimed that we would reduce the number of choices for subscribers in some areas. But Jim, when you really think about it, T-Mobile is the cheap provider. They don't have the resources, and they admit that they won't do investments necessary to upgrade their systems to handle smartphones, to do a lot of internet access. They're not going to do any 4G, as they call it, right, in the areas they serve. So somebody has to shove the money into the spectrum that T-Mobile holds, or that will never be built out to where it can support an iPad or a smartphone or an Android phone that accesses the internet. So look at the paradox here, because if the choices that consumers want are smartphones, how would our government step in and stop T-Mobile subscribers from having those choices? And that's exactly what the effect is going
to
be.
And so now hold on to that thought, folks, about it's an antitrust violation if customers have less choice. That's the government's position. It was the government's position in the Bush administration or the Clinton administration. I mean, this is a typical thing for antitrust. So now,
choice of what, Jim? Is it choice of cheap?
Right.
Or is it really choice about the services that people really
capability
want?
But here's the thing though. I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball on you, because healthcare insurance companies, smaller ones especially, are going out of business all across the country because they are concerned that they won't be viable, they won't be able to compete and stay in business and attract customers when Obamacare is fully implemented. So here's my question. Why isn't the Obamacare healthcare bill, why isn't that being seen as an antitrust violation, because it's limiting my choices, your choices for healthcare options? Why isn't how far off am I on this?
That's a great question. I'm no lawyer either, but I highly doubt that an action by the government would ever be subject to an antitrust scrutiny, because as you know, our government reserves unto itself sovereign immunity.
But never mind the constitutional part. Let's just talk about the actions. What is the difference?
Well, Jim, I gotta tell you, I believe that this administration is trying to build a permanent majority, not just for the second term of President Obama, but for the Democratic Party, and that's what every party tries to do. But you can pick your majority out of the top half Some parties might want to pick it out of the middle half, but clearly with the Obamacare bill and what we're seeing on AT&T and T-Mobile, this administration wants to take its half from the bottom. It wants to suggest that it's the only administration that's going to serve people who don't have health care. That's why it creates it and gives them a choice they didn't have. Mm-hmm. When it comes to people that want cheap phone service, this administration says they side with the people that can't afford smartphones. So, frankly, I think this is about populist rhetoric,
yeah,
of beating up on big companies in the name of creating opportunities or choices for the very, very lower,
yeah,
half of American society.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. Thanks for being here. Good
and
job
I'm afraid,
today.
I'm afraid it might work.
I've got to try to wrap it up. Steve DiBianco, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Always great to have him on the show. I'll be back too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.